From the KCIW Newsroom, Newsbreak. Curry County once again listed at extreme risk for COVID by the Oregon Health Authority. In just 3 days, beginning on January 10th, the county saw nearly 200 new cases of COVID. And those numbers, very troubling to Curry Health CEO Ginny Williams.
We are just seeing what the rest of the country is seeing, rapid widespread exposure and or testing, you know, the need to test and positivity. We're definitely seeing people with symptoms. And what the reason I bring that forward, because the impact this time versus any other time is that we are experiencing for the first time workforce shortages that we haven't had before.
And make no mistake, frustration and burnout, along with the vaccine mandates that have accompanied COVID-19, have all contributed to those shortages. Williams told us around 80% of her staff is vaccinated.
Last I checked, when the regulations went into place, we were at an 81% vaccinated rate.
But she's looking to augment her full-time employees with contract workers, and pay rates for those folks are skyrocketing.
I have been raising that issue to the Oregon Health Authority and to the Hospital Association now for at least 10 to 12 months. I was a lone ranger at first because we're rural, and of course, we feel the impacts of contracts going up 10, 20%, but I am not a lone wolf anymore. And it is a challenge that you know, things need to change. Policies need to change. Education needs to be more accessible. It's staggering. These are staggering numbers to hear that nurses are earning 40 to 50% more than they did a year ago. To know that nurses in certain hospitals are making more than physicians on an hourly basis. These are true. It's unaffordable, and it's very concerning to me. As a CEO, I have never been so concerned about any one issue as I am about this. And I've been saying it, like I said, for about a year now.
And meanwhile, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so Williams is also making plans for a possible surge in sick patients, ways to create COVID-safe zones while still treating non-COVID patients. And here's something that will surprise you. The pandemic and its government dollars have actually been very good for Curry Health's bottom line.
Well, financially, you are correct. In 2020, we did receive grant funds, and we are grateful for every dollar that we received, and we are being good stewards of that, mindful of where we spend every dollar. We continue to be mindful. But I would say both operationally and from the financial perspective of grants, Curry Health Network is in a much better place financially. However, we have seen with this network how quickly finances can change. You know, one month you can make $1 million and the next month lose four.
And, of course, Williams needs to keep Curry Health financially healthy in order to keep its doors open and treat patients. And, as we said, she does have plans in place in the event of a pandemic surge. But the decision Curry County commissioners made back in the spring to hand our county public health over to the state has meant existing Curry County organizations and the Oregon Health Authority have made some unusual partnerships beyond the usual doctors and hospitals of the past. And that's why you can get COVID vaccines as well as tests at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church. Right now, St. Tim's is an OHA partner, and it offers 15-minute COVID tests. But getting a quick COVID test like that is nearly impossible at Curry Health. So why is that? Again, Curry Health CEO Ginny Williams.
Mm-hmm. So there's two reasons. One is we're a licensed laboratory, and so the test that we're offering is the PCR allows us to run those tests either on a piece of equipment or send it out. I believe St. Timothy's, and we are working with our local public health agencies, are using what are called antigen tests. We've started to use those antigen tests for our employees, which are, you know, we swab you and then we... It's like a home kit, basically, and within 15 minutes, you get the result. Those are not known to be as accurate, and until recently, the state has not encouraged or has highly discouraged organizations like ours from using antigen test kits. But I think even the state is recently ordered, I think it's 12 million of these home test kits to distribute to the general population because they realize people need to be tested, and our facilities and the systems that we have in place currently, not just in our county but in our country, will all become overwhelmed. They will not be able to process those tests. And when we talk about the turnaround times of a test kit, we're just trying to set the expectations for the public. We're sending these out. Now, right now, we're seeing two-day turnarounds, so it's not a 10-day turnaround. But if we really start to see, you know, large volumes again going to these reference laboratories back like we did in the beginning of COVID, we can expect 7-day turnaround times.
Of course, if you think you might have COVID, you're going to want to know as soon as possible. And that's why so many folks have chosen to be tested at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church in Brookings. As we mentioned earlier, St. Tim's is an Oregon Health Authority partner and offers both COVID testing and vaccines as well as other community services. Even so, the Brookings City Council has voted multiple times on ways to curtail the work going on at St. Timothy's Church.
What do you think about what's going on at St. Tim's with regard to the Brookings City Council?
I really don't want to get into politics, and I haven't been following that, honestly. I've been following my own things. Any organization that we can partner with that can help us increase access to testings, vaccines, and or care, I am very supportive of. And anything that Curry Health Network can do to foster working relationships to improve all of those things for our community. But how it's done, where it's done, I really don't have any comment on that.
What have you learned, Ginny? I mean, this is we're going on more than 2 years of this. What have you learned over the past couple of years? Are you making any changes now with this surge that you learned about the last couple?
I've learned that agility is a key tool that any individual needs to have in their quiver. But, you know, learning, I think I will tell you honestly, Lori, that the thing that I probably have in a very different perspective, and I thought I had good perspective back 2 years ago, but seriously, appreciating healthcare workers for everything they do. We are no different than the general population. We get up and we go to work every day, but the difference is we see frontline exposure all the time. We choose to provide those services, and so I have such a deeper appreciation for healthcare workers than I ever have, and I don't mean that just at Curry Health Network. It's across the country and across the globe. It's something that I think we as an American population have taken for granted, that we have a great healthcare system. As complicated as it is and with all the challenges that it is, that anybody can walk into an emergency room and get care is truly a privilege. And to see our healthcare on the brink of being overwhelmed is quite stunning to me. And to see people get up every day and come to work and do it again is absolutely humbling.
Again, that was Curry Health Chief Executive Officer Ginny Williams talking about the fact that Curry County is once again listed by the Oregon Health Authority as at extreme risk for COVID-19 infection. And that leads us to remind you once again to wear your mask in public, maintain at least a 6-foot distance from others while indoors and outdoors if possible. And if you think you have COVID, please stay home and stay away from others. Right now, nearly half of our residents are still unvaccinated. And for an area that skews old and sick, that's very bad news. For KCIW News, I'm Lori Gallo-Stoddard.